There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, you're banned.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Friday. Another couple hours more of live local talk on this Friday. Appreciate y'all being along. Of course, the Ascension Technologies text line open for you at 343-0106. Same for a phone call. And you can always leave us one of those talkback messages with the FM Talk 106.5 app. As I mentioned yesterday, out and about today in Robertsdale at Parish Tractor. And as I put up on Twitter earlier, and we're going to have an actual discussion of this and how it works, but I can tell you this, 10% off on parts because I took advantage of that when I got in here today. We'll get more from Blaine Price, store manager here at Parish Tractor, in just a second. Lineup for today, well, constitutional quiz coming up in hour number two. Remember, win fabulous prizes and money. If you get it correct, lose your citizenship if you fail. If you want to risk that, we'll put that up for you around 1:30 today. Also in the second hour, Matt Simpson, Representative District 96. Matt Simpson is going to join us, talk about sessions so far. Here we are towards the trailing end, and a bill that he has presented that would have, speaking of saving money, how about eliminating all local and state taxes on any gun safe or gun safety equipment? It's a bill, I think it's House Bill 275. He'll talk about that with us coming up a little bit in the 1 o'clock hour. And, yeah, he's back. Michael Yaffe from WVNN. The Yaffe is back at around 12:35. So lots coming up on today's show. And it's cool. It's cool to be in a place that, well, it's actually, let me say this, because Blaine Price, store manager here at Parish Tractor, is sitting right beside me. This is hard, though, because I want to get up. You and I were just talking. I want to get up and go look at some rotary mowers. I want to go look at some other parts. But these tethers here on these headphones keep me bound to this table. So it's just not right. Good to see you. Good to meet you, and thanks for having us out.
Thank you all for being here. I mean, yes, like you said, we've got plenty of implements, Bush Hog brand, Land Pride, Kubota, and like you said, the rotary cutters, we've got those in stock. We're going to have to go out there and look at them here.
Okay, we're going to do that for sure. I want to talk about what's going on today. I just walked in. I knew from our conversations it was 10% off on parts. I did that before the show even started. That's probably Absolutely. Has you busy today.
It does. It's not just parts. It's service. It's rental. Like you said, 10% off parts. Well, we got 10% off labor rates and service today. 10% off daily rentals in our rental department. So, you know, if you needed to rent a tractor, a trencher, a mini excavator, skid steer, 10%
off. Yes to all of those.
Yes to all those.
Okay, because the way I came in with the van, too, I came around. It's a big facility here. We're here in Robertsdale. Y'all's footprint is pretty huge. I mean, you got a lot of space here. And I came around the side, I guess it would be the north side of the building, and I saw several skid steers sitting in there. Is that part of that rental fleet in there?
That's part of the rental fleet. Okay. So we those are daily being rented by customers, and we've got actually you might not have seen it, but down the street here we got another rental yard that's full of them too. So we got plenty of them.
Bad. But I might be leaving the van, maybe pulling a trailer when we leave here today.
And that's something else. If you don't have the truck to haul it, we'll deliver it to you. So
on rentals?
Yeah, on rentals as well.
All right. So that probably piqued a lot of curiosity with people. I mean, people doing land projects this time of year trying to get ready, you know, and skid steers got to be pretty popular.
It is that. The mini excavators and those Toro trenchers. I mean, we're a Toro dealer now, too, as well. So, we do concrete equipment, whether it be finishers or mud buggies, you know, all that type of stuff.
Wow. Okay. So I didn't think about that rental portion of it here, even though you got a huge selection of stuff to purchase.
That's
right. But the rental thing is big as well.
And something over the past couple of years, not just us, but everyone has struggled with inventory.
Mm-hmm.
We're finally getting it back. The yards are filling up. It's a whole lot easier to complete A tractor deal package, because we've got all that stuff now.
Yeah. People went through that for a long time. Obviously, you did it as your business. Like, they'd say, "Well, I can get you this tractor, but I can't get a loader. Or I can get you this, but I can't get that."
We've got it now, and we've got some sales specials on the new tractors. I know this month, you come in, you buy like a compact 25 horse tractor. On all the compacts, if you buy a tractor, a loader, and at least two implements, whether it be a bush hog and a box blade or a tiller or a set of pallet forks, you're going to get a trailer for free with it.
Okay.
So that's a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
And something else, we still got that zero interest financing on this all new Kubota Land Pride equipment.
Somebody could get you. I mean, they could get the Land Pride rotary cut, mower, and behind a new Kubota and be doing 0% for how long? How long's that?
It differs on each model, but primarily somewhere around 60 months. Some of them go out 72 months at zero interest. But not only on the tractors, that's the lawnmowers as well. We have that zero interest financing on lawnmowers.
I saw that. It's a beast of one when I just came in the door. That one.
That's a diesel. That's a ZD1211 60-inch. Cut diesel.
Some land right there.
And I like that one.
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I almost tripped when I saw it coming in the door.
It's a good one.
You talk about that inventory y'all have got. And, I mean, people can come see it here. What about if for some reason there's a tractor here or they need this loader, they need this tractor, whatever. Like, how are y'all looking at getting stuff? If somebody sits down with you and says, "This is what I need, Blaine."
Something that's is a lot easier now. We've got other stores. Parish Tractor has three other locations in Poplarville, Hattiesburg, and Meridian.
Okay.
So I can pull from their inventory at any given time. I can get a truck on the way today. If it's sitting on their yard and it's not sold, I can sell it.
Because you know what people do. They'll pull in here, and y'all got tons of inventory. They'll walk around. If they don't see that implement or if they don't see that tractor.
We might still have it in our inventory. It'd just be at another store.
And we so walk it. In and ask.
Absolutely. We can get it here.
Also, I saw this, you're talking about the deals, buy three, get a quick hitch canopy for free or 50% off.
So today, along with that package deal of getting the trailer for free, if you came in today or you called one of our salesmen here and got them on the phone and got that ball rolling on that tractor package, we're going to give you a quick hitch for free or a canopy top for free, or you can get 50% off of a third function valve to go on the front end loader, whether you want to operate a grapple or a lane shark cutter on the front end loader of that tractor.
I'll tell you right now, y'all, just in the quick hitch world, if you're somebody like me that's usually doing something by yourself, it's added about 3 or 4 years back to my life.
Absolutely. It's a whole lot easier. If it's a one-man show, it's going to make your life easier.
And also, if somebody's looking on that rental fleet or whatever, I guess they could call. I mean, we're talking about skid steers, we're talking about trenchers and all that, but you've got an inventory of what's in right now.
Call us. We'll tell you what all we got. And whatever you're looking to do, whether it be a little weekend project.
Right.
Call us, and like I said, if you don't have the truck to haul it, we'll get it delivered.
If somebody needs, like, for example, that skid steer,
absolutely,
y'all can deliver it to them.
Yes.
All right, so we're talking specifically what's happened at Parish Tractor today in Robertsdale, but let me pull back while I got you here. Okay. Pull back a little bit and talk about why there's such loyalty to Kubota tractors. I mean, you and I didn't talk about this beforehand, but you obviously know I run one, why do people like me like them so much?
I think the brand of Kubota, it's got a good reputation for the service part of it. Something else that I didn't mention either, we now have a road tech. So let's just say you're at home this weekend on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Something happens to your tractor.
Mm-hmm. This is something I could accomplish, yeah.
You do not have a trailer to haul it to us to get it worked on the shop. We now have a road tech that's going to come to you. Whether you just want something serviced or whether you need something repaired. We now got a road tech that'll get on the road and come to you. So
for servicing too.
Servicing too.
Because I mean, a lot of us, on farms are running tractors we have no trailer for. Because I mean, they get delivered and they never comes off the farm.
That's right. So we can come to you and do that now.
Excellent. And this idea about why there's so much orange out there. You've been here,
and it's steadily moving too. I mean, we're steadily getting new stuff in. There's stuff steadily leaving here as well.
Right.
So I'm just glad to finally see that yard filling up, because it was there for a while that it was pretty bare and empty out there.
Right. There's got to be that pent-up demand, too, that people have been looking at, this, that, or the other, or needing this specific implement.
That's right. That's right.
And I know we're talking Kubota's too, but yeah, I mean, Bush Hog here.
We got Bush Hog brand. We got Lamb Pride. We're now a Toro dealer. We've been selling the Dingoes, the little stand-on mini skid steers.
Right. Those look fun, by the way.
We're going to be able to get their trenchers and stuff. So a little bit of everything now.
Good stuff. I tell you what, I appreciate you having us out here.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here.
And we'll be here. Y'all stop on by Midday Mobile today, live from Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale. Got FM Talk 106.5 goodies for you when you stop by and say hello. Come see us.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. Midday Mobile on this Friday. Glad to have y'all along, and always good to talk to my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. And let's check up on inventory. You've had some great vehicles. We were talking about a Mustang last time. What's the inventory looking like on this Friday?
We were on the Mustang still with us, but we've sold a lot of vehicles this week. We've had a great week. So we've got new stuff coming in next week. Cars, trucks, vans, anything you could possibly want. We've got it all in it. We've got it in stock now, and we've got more coming.
Okay, you know, I've talked about this before. You've got great inventory. You're always getting new inventory. But if somebody's got their little heart set on a specific truck or a car or something like that, a different model, you do that headhunting. You go find them.
Yeah, we enjoy doing that. You come by the office. I just sold my next-door neighbors a vehicle the other day to pull behind their RV. And they came by the house, actually. We sat down and looked at everything, just like we do at the office. And found what they wanted them and bought it and had it here in a couple of days.
And people can come check out the vehicles on the lot and come talk with you about finding that other vehicle or talk financing. How do they find you?
We're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. Go to the website at lcmmotorcars.com or give us a call at 251-375-0068.
Thanks, David.
Have a good day, bud.
You too. That's David McCrary checking in from LCM Motor Cars. And we are live in Robertsdale. Good to be back and here at Parrish Tractor. Yeah, it's sometimes a little tough to concentrate being in the midst of a bunch of tractors and implements, but I'll push through and then have fun when we come. When the show ends at 2, we'll all visit and we can go walk around the yard out there. But it is hard for me to focus in all these pieces of equipment, which, by the way, if you need parts, I did take advantage of this when I got here. 10% off parts today at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale. All right, Michael Yaffe is going to join me in a little bit. And one of the stories we'll talk about with him is continued discussion of the grocery tax. I think you heard a little bit of that on Jeff's show earlier. Not just now. I mean, we've been talking about it for a long time. But maybe some... We're always trying to gauge... Is this going to happen or not? And I say we, the people that do this, you know, do talk shows in the state. This is something I've been on, a decade or so, pushing for a cut to the state portion of the grocery tax. This year seemed, while other things like gaming are nowhere to be seen, there was a lot of early discussion and kind of scuttlebutt around a discussion of the grocery tax. Now, there are different versions. You had Senator Orr's version. You had in the House, you had House Leader Daniels, or Minority Leader Daniels, and his bill. Then you had the Lieutenant Governor step in. So, I can read the tea leaves, right? All these people coming together. Maybe something will be done here. Maybe. It's crazy that something that seemed that had this strong of support just a couple weeks ago. It's not that I think there's... people out there saying they're against it in Montgomery, but they're just not talking about it as much as they were two weeks ago. Let me talk about this, though. So posted up at 1819 News today, Craig Monger's story says, grocery tax cut filed in the Alabama House. Speaker Ledbetter anticipates Thursday for a floor vote. Now we're talking, right? Maybe. Here's a story. A bill to cut the grocery tax in half over the next 4 years has been filed in the Alabama House of Representatives. So everything that's happened to this point has just been talked without having a specific bill filed. Things were in committee. They went back and forth. Now you got a number, a name and a number. House Bill 479, sponsored by State Representative Danny Garrett out of Trustful, would reduce the current 4% tax rate to a half a percent by a half a percent each year until it reaches 2%. And this is what we talked about when the Lieutenant Governor was on a couple weeks ago. This is that same definition that was rolled out there. Remember the other question. I'm going to use some terms here. Those of y'all that have not been in on this conversation, this does not mean there's a grocery tax cut proposal for people on public assistance. It is just the definition of what food would be protected from whatever 4, 3, 2, 1/2% of state sales tax. So I'm about to use two terms. It does not mean that it goes with the public assistance. It just means this is the definition of the foods that would be not taxed by the state portion of the tax. So it says the bill would define food by the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, which is SNAP, a hotly debated subject in this legislative session. Some lawmakers want to use the narrower definitions used for WIC program. Using SNAP definition will mean more foods are getting taxes slashed. In either way, what the proponents of both are saying is instead of the state legislature sitting down and deciding food by food, item by item, in every grocery store and every Dollar General and every, you know, place in the state, they'll take the already existing definition by WIC or SNAP and use that to define the foods that would be protected from the tax. Most people are going to say SNAP. If you're a citizen, you're going to say the SNAP is what you want because it's a broader definition of the food that would be protected from that tax. WIC is the smaller one. So Craig goes on to say, beginning September 1st, the tax rate will be reduced to 3.5%. This is if it goes through, right? So because if it goes through, the tax rate would be reduced. So right now, the state's portion, like let's say for Mobile, where it's 10% sales tax, 4% of that, 4 cents on the dollar, is for the state. So you have the other, but four cents. Starting in the new fiscal year, September 1st, the tax rate would be reduced to 3.5%. I guess actually a little earlier than the new fiscal year. Beginning on September 1st, tax rate reduced to 3.5%. On November 1st of the following year, 2024, and on November 1st of each year thereafter, it would go down by 0.5% until the tax rate reaches 2%. The tax rate shall be reduced by 0.5% each fiscal year. The ETF, so the Education Trust Fund, right, where this money's going in, and those people that are pushing against having a reduction of the state's portion of grocery tax, they say it's going to really hurt the ETF. Here's what they say in this bill that's on the that's going to be heard on Thursday. The ETF revenue growth historically averages about 3.6% annually, according to the Public Affairs Research Council of Alabama. Once fully implemented, the plan would reduce the state tax revenue in the ETF by $304 million, or estimated there. Although filed this week, House Speaker Nathaniel Ledbetter said the bill would likely be changed through the committee process, but he does expect it to reach the House floor on Thursday. Went on to say there will be some changes from the House side, and we'll see that implementation Wednesday out of committee. Then we'll have it on the floor Wednesday. Last week, Ledbetter said he wanted to see the tax, the cut rate to be at a full percent rather than a half. That could be the change he anticipates in the committee. I'll say this. I think there's so much pushback if you go, I'd say so much, but there are areas of the state, meaning political areas, not geographic areas, that will push back against going 4%. And that's what I'll talk about with Yaffe coming up in a second. I mean, sure, what I've been wanting for all these years is them just to eliminate 4% at once. But if there's no chance of getting that through, do you take a better deal and do this deal where you have 0.5% each fiscal year going forward? And then if you can show that it's not affecting the ETF, then you keep going, and then next fiscal year you go again like that. All right, we'll get your text on this on the Ascension Technologies text line at 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, I guess you can patch us through on a good old-fashioned phone call on the same number, 343-0106. And reminder, too, we always enjoy getting those talkback messages. If you have the FM Talk 106.5 app, when you're there on the landing page on the app, the front page, you'll see icons on the bottom of the screen. The middle one is a microphone. If you press that, you can record a message right there, and it emails it to the station. We can play it back. This show, or like Bill Finch's show, or even like Dan and Dalton, or Jeff's show. Just to name, you know, a very, very small number of the shows that make up 56 hours a week of live local shows here. And that reminds me, too, because I'm sitting right here at Parrish Tractor. They are the sponsors of my buddy Bill Finch and the Plain Gardening Photo of the Week. Remember, you post your picture up to the Facebook page. Post it up there. Go to facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. You'll find the pinned post that says Plain Gardening Photo of the Week. and you put the picture from your yard or your garden or trees around, anything that Bill Finch talks about, put that picture up. The picture that gets the most likes wins one of those plain gardening planting wheels. I got a better deal for you. When we come back from the break, I'll tell you how you can win one without even posting. But you still, you should post.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile live from Robertsdale at Parrish Tractor. And we're going to be here till 2, but they got the deals going on throughout the day. And you heard the discussion I had with Blaine earlier. Blaine Price, the store manager. Not only you get those great parts discounts, which I already took advantage of when I got here, getting some parts for the tractor, but that also applies to their rentals as well. So they got everything from skid steers to trenchers, everything in between to rent out here today. Robertsdale Parish Tractor, come see them. And I'll tell you what, I mentioned this before we went to the news. They are the sponsor of the Plain Gardening Photo of the Week. You know, that's where you post your picture up and impress Bill Finch. Well, actually, you got to impress your friends and family because the picture that gets the most likes, once again, Facebook.com/FMTalk1065, and then go to the pinned post that says Plain Gardening of the Week Photo Contest. You put your picture in there of, like, I've got, oh, the tomato porn I have on my phone right now is something. Wait till I post these pictures up. But, like, your tomatoes or a blooming flower, your yard or garden, anything from there, you post that up. And make sure your friends and family know. And the picture that gets the most likes each week wins. And then Bill Finch gives you a shout out on his show. In addition, you win the Plain Gardening Planting Cycle Wheel. And you've seen the images on our social media. And I'll tell you what I'll do, because I brought one. Usually the only way you can get these is to win them by winning the Plain Gardening of the Week Photo Contest brought to you by Parrish Tractor. But since I'm here anyway, I brought one, and the next person to walk on in here in Robertsdale to say, hey, I want that Plain Gardening Planting Cycle wheel, the artistry, the utilitarian artistry. It's waiting for you right here. Just ask for, you know, I'll be sitting here, and Celeste is with me as well, and we'll hook you up. So come on by and see us here in Robertsdale at Parrish Tractor. All right, without any further ado, it's my man, Michael Yaffe, WVNN, Yellowhammer News, and man about the Internet. How are you?
Hey, what's going on?
Well, I saw this. I mean, I know there's other things to talk about, but I'm just kind of scanning here, and one of the headlines that popped up, this is on Drudge, the 29-year-old Long Islander coming for the Santos seat. I just want to just ask you this. I have not read into the story. Do we know if somebody's running for that seat, are they 29 years old? Are they really from Long Island? Are they really even a human being? I mean, Santos set the stage or the bar kind of low there, so are we...
It's like whoever is running against him can be honest about their name, where they're from, and what they're running on, they're already a step ahead in the honesty scale. So that's
a low bar, right? I agree with you, but that's a low bar. Be like, yes, I'm the other candidate in to replace Santos in the seat, and I'm not really good at anything, but I'm going to tell you my real name, and this is who I am, and all this stuff is honest. And the people be like, yay, yo, person being honest, yay.
Right, I guess so. Yeah, I'd be amazed if Santos can win that election again.
No, and while he tries to stay out of jail. Local story to talk about, and we'll come back to some national news, but local story and one you have written about over at yellowhammernews.com about limiting the power of the public health chief in the state of Alabama. And this is interesting, too, because right now there's some discussion around this on, you know, what Scott Harris said about transgender and people's opinion in Alabama. And this goes back to that. It goes back to COVID with, you know, the ability to be in the ear of the governor and they get linked to the executive branch to shut down, you know, what happens in the state. So what is this bill about? How would it limit the power?
Well, the first thing it would do is it would make the chief health officer appointed by the governor. So right now, basically the health officer is its own office. He doesn't seem to have, like, the governor can't fire him right now. Which
right, there's a board, right?
Kind of
we got to tell folks, there's a
make
board.
Him appointed by the governor and also to work at the pleasure of the governor. So the governor would be over him and some of the decisions he makes.
But there's the system now, right, is there's a board that does the appointing of the state health officer, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the people get on that board, do they get on by decision of the executive, or how do they get on that board? I'm just trying to get the chain of command on that.
You know, that is a really good question. I want to say it's outside of the governor's office, but I could be wrong on that.
The state health officer also, and so, and if you're just joining us, talk to Michael Yaffe from WVNN about this. So, still, I feel, and you're right, I mean, it doesn't work at the, you know, it doesn't work for the governor, but if it's, aren't they, if anything closely, if you had to pick a branch of Alabama state government that they're most closely associated with, it'd be the executive, is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. So there, and so that state health officer can make suggestions to the executive, but the executive branch doesn't have to listen to that, correct?
Correct.
But it seemed to be,
I understand, yeah.
Right, but it seemed to be during, you know, the shutdowns and all that, it was kind of direct from state health officer's mouth to the governor's ears to her mouth to the people.
I know, and that was another reason why this became kind of an issue, is because of all the decisions he was making under COVID.
You know, one of the, and that, you know, I bounce this, this sub-issue around a little bit. I think there, it is, we're saying that I think in short order, like in short order for maybe both the state health officer, well, the executive branch, if taking a recommendation from the state health officer, in short order, they know best, right? We would hope. In a short order, you have some kind of medical situation, some kind of situation. They're the ones supposedly doing the research on this stuff, so they can call the shot, but some way to go back and petition the executive branch, being the governor or whatever, if there's a stay put in or, you know, you're shutting businesses down or all that, and say, okay, we've gotten through 1 month and, you know, everything's okay or not as bad as we thought or whatever, then let's amend this, right, that process. I mean, I guess immediately if something happens, nobody's ready for in the legislative branch. You need the executive to step in and do it, but then how do you come back and go, yeah, we may have overstepped here and y'all need to correct that?
Yeah, and, you know, I do want to back up a little bit. The state health officer, he does not need the governor to make decisions. So when he makes certain decisions like to close down beaches, he can do that. And then there's really no repercussions on that. Like, the governor can't come in and say no. The governor can't fire him. It's just them making the decisions here.
Okay, well, that so maybe that's why the governor just comes out and says the same thing anyway, because they're not going to be able to change it, you know, gets on board. But, I mean, how long does that last? If they shut down, so famously, you just said it. I remember when they shut down the beaches. So they're going to shut down the beaches. How long can that stand? I mean, when you have a non-elected entity doing that before you petition to have that change, is there any petition recourse, or is it just at the discretion of the state health officer?
I believe it's at the discretion of the state health officer. I mean, you're asking me some details I'm not 100% sure of, to be honest.
There you go. That's why one of the many reasons you and I get along so well, because, yeah, I didn't know it. You don't know, but I will figure it out. Let's talk about this. So that, and yeah, people can read that over at yellowhammernews.com. Another thing to talk about is you have been, and I like it, you have been a measured voice when it comes to my jubilance over the possibility of some reduction of the state's portion of sales tax on groceries. You, a couple weeks ago, said, well, maybe, Sean, maybe not. Maybe it didn't. And I was like, no, rah, rah, rah. Stories out that it's, okay, so it will make it out of committee Wednesday, maybe on the floor by Thursday in the House. But, you know, Ledbetter saying, well, but there might be some changes to it. I mean, what do you hear? Do you think at the end of session, and where we have seven legislative days left or something like that, that we have some change to the full freight sales tax on grocery at the state level? What's your call? You make the call, Yaffe.
Do I make the call on if it's going to happen or if I want
right.
it to happen?
No. Yeah, no. Is it going to happen?
Oh, man. I'm so pessimistic on this. I'm going to say no. It's not going to happen. Isn't
See,
that bad? I want it to happen.
Right.
I know there's some momentum to get it to happen. If it does, it'll be very limited. It'll be like 1 or 2 cents. It's not going to be a complete cutting and not going to be a complete abolishment. But we're running out of time here, you know, and I just feel like they're just going to find some way to, like, push this off, and which is really frustrating.
Well, yeah, and I'm scared you're right. It seems like it'd be, even if it wasn't the right thing to do, which I agree it is the right thing to do, so I push it along, but it'd be politically expedient for a lot of people, you know, say, yeah, I'm behind this. I mean, that's just, I mean, that's red meat politicking, right? It helps all people. So for something like that to have so much trouble and so many questions about it and so much clutching of pearls and gnashing of teeth in Montgomery tells me maybe some other forces than just what the people want are in play.
Possibly. I mean, you have the teachers union that seems to be pretty powerful in this mm-hmm. state. They seem to be in play in a lot of other things. But that's the thing. It affects the budget, the education trust fund. I mean, it directly affects that. And for some reason, anything that affects that, it's just like this golden calf in the Alabama legislature. Anytime you try to touch anything to deal with that, unless it's just handing it more money, it's really difficult to get all the way through. It's kind of crazy.
Is it, though? Because it seems like the governor, Governor Ivey, was behind this supplemental on that that would have taken money out of the ETF to make a whitewater park in Montgomery, right? Was that? Miss something on that one?
I know, and there was some pushback
okay, just
on
checking.
That, too. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. The governor did do that, but then there's been pushback on that already.
I mean, but if you're going to look at something that you could spend that money on, you can't make the case that the Whitewater Park in Montgomery is going to help school children all around the state of Alabama. But you could argue that a reduction in the state's portion of tax on groceries would help those families that have kids in school in Alabama. I mean, right? I think I'd make a better case in a Whitewater Park. I know the money's more. I realize the money on the reduction in sales tax is way, way more. But it's just, you know, as you're comparing and contrasting, you know, I just wonder if they're seeing that contrast. And I want to throw this in the mix, too. I meant to say something to you earlier on our show on Tuesday on this show. We've been talking about securing schools here in Alabama and what they're talking about doing in Mobile County Public Schools. And former sheriff of Mobile County, Sam Cochran, called in and said, you know, with all the discussion of the money coming out of the ETF, he said, why hasn't there been a discussion of using the money, if you did take something out of the ETF that's flush with cash, using it to pay for armed deputies and officers at schools around the state of Alabama? You know, where so many police departments and sheriff's departments don't have the money to allocate an extra deputy or an officer to that school. If you're looking for a way to stay within the my definitions of the ETF and spend some of that overage, why not arming, you know, have deputies and officers that are working these schools? I think that's a political win. Tell me who's going to vote against that.
Yeah, I don't know. Democrats would probably vote against it. People find reasons to vote against it. But, yeah, I mean, that's a great idea. It's just every time this issue comes up, there is a big fear about touching that fund because they know that the flush with cash part right now might not last forever. So there's only so many things you can do. And because of that, there's just a fear of doing too much, which makes it much more difficult to pass a tax cut, which is why some want more of like a rebate. Or to pass something like that. I mean, I think we should be seriously looking into those things, and the time is now. But every time this issue comes up, there's one or two legislators out there that get on TV or whatever, and they say, oh, we have to be careful. We might run out of this money in the future. We need to hold on to it. And it just makes it more difficult.
There you go. Just before we wrap up, too, announcement, I guess, I don't know if it's happened yet or not. When I was driving over, there's some discussion that would be filed today. Tim Scott getting in to the presidential race.
Yeah, I mean, I like Tim Scott.
I like Tim Scott a bunch. I don't know enough, but I...
has proven leadership in the executive. He's built coalition and is willing to use that coalition not only to govern, but to fight the left. One thing I do like about Tim Scott is he has a very optimistic, positive message, which is great.
Yep.
I just don't know if the Republican Party wants that right now. It seems like what the Republican Party really wants is someone who's going to fight the left. And you have a DeSantis and you have a Trump that say they're going to do that. Tim Scott kind of says it, and I don't know. I think it's kind of a long shot at him winning, even though I like him.
That may be, you know, that may be that breakdown inside or breakout inside the Republican Party and conservative politics. That makes sense because I do also, I like that positive message. It seems, though, that there's a lot of people that want it as negative as possible, you know, and I guess Trump's charm was he could do both. I guess DeSantis does some of it, but I just wonder, like a Tim Scott in the mix, it has to take away more from DeSantis than it does Trump.
Yeah, I would agree with that. That's one of the issues here, is Trump has got this, you know, if you're a Trump guy, it's not an issue for you, obviously. If there are Trump people listening, you're happy about that. But there's at least 20% of the Republican Party that's diehard Trump, no matter what. So if all Trump has to do is get another 15%, and anything that breaks away from that, anything that could split that up, you know, you need, if you have so many other candidates splitting up the vote, Trump can still win with 35-40% of the vote.
There it is, Michael Yaffe, and as always, you can check him out 9 to 11 in Huntsville on WVNN. Also, you can check out his fantastic podcast, and you're writing for Yellowhammer News. What else? What's your next venture?
Oh, man, I have so much stuff that's going on right now. Actually, I started a new show in the afternoons on our sister station, the sports station here, called the Yaffe Hour. So I'm doing that as well.
I get Yaffe Hour. I get that role. I'm going to be checking that one out as well. Hey, Michael, I appreciate it. We'll be talking soon.
All right. See you, man.
All right. Coming right back. More Midday Mobile live from Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5. And we're in Robertsdale, y'all, live here at Parrish Tractor. And soon we'll be doing the show till 2, but the deal's going on throughout the day. We got to break down some of this. And coming up in just a little bit, Hook Madden, who's a service manager, is going to join us as well. I took advantage of that when I got here. So 10% off, you get service, 10% off on parts. That is today. I had to get some parts for my Kubota, and did that today. Save that money when you come in here, Robertsdale at Parrish Tractor. Also, they've got some great deals right now that will hook you up with 10% off for daily rentals and the rental fleet, and great deals when you buy new tractors and equipment as well. We'll talk more about that coming up in just about 15 minutes here on Midday Mobile. All right. Also, Matt Simpson going to join us in just a little bit. Interesting, Bill, as we're here in the last 7 days of session in Montgomery. Interesting bill out there. There's many of them, but this one would. And what do you think about this? Kind of prime yourself on this as a tax, you know, government uses tax policy to encourage behavior. Now, overall, I've never been crazy about that, but it's one of these things that once you start doing it, then you know, I'm going to argue that maybe, you know, you argue for things that you think are right. In other words, what do you want to encourage the behavior and reward those people with a tax abatement? What about people buying safes? What about people buying gun safety equipment? Right. This is to say, and it's something actually we're going to we talked about before earlier in the week when the sheriff was on with us, and we got a program we're going to do this summer with giving out some of these lockout mechanisms, you know, like the cable locks you get with your firearms. So if you have kids in the house and you don't have a safe, you can lock those firearms out and make them safe. But what about buying things like that and buying safes and protecting that from sales tax? We'll talk about that with Representative Simpson and his bill coming up in just a little bit. From the text line here, I want to go straight to it's Brian, I think, right? Yeah, Brian said, making the health officer sponged by the governor, probably sponsored or hired, where sponged by the governor will turn the position into a political crap show. I don't always agree with Dr. Harris, but he is a political. So, Brian, I feel what you're picking up, what you're putting down. At the same time, I will say that the story at 1819 News, it says Officer Scott Harris is been out talking about the state's transgender policy and some of the bills going out of there. He did. I feel weigh into somewhat of a political subject, right? At the same time, like I was talking about with Yaffe, the idea of some state. Now, there has to be a method of recourse, but I do agree that in the short term, if you have a state health officer, you've got this, those are the people that are the physicians, those are the people that are the scientists. And so if we're hit with a pandemic, an epidemic, an outbreak of whatever this is, in the short term, I want those people making the decisions and giving us the information when it comes to keeping people healthy in Alabama. I agree. I don't want some legislator who has not been studying and doesn't have it to do it in the first day, the first week, the first 3 weeks. But after that, when you start looking at it, and maybe you can step back and say, well, this really not as bad as this would have been, or this is not as bad as that could have been, then you make a nuanced decision that may bring in what the legislature would do, which brings in elements of the business environment. It brings in elements of society beyond just the world of what the province of the state health officer is. So I think there has to be some method of recourse in there, too. But in the short term, Brian, I agree that you should have that a non-political, even if it at the request of the governor, there has to be some protection for that person in the short term to be able to make what they think at that time is the right decision. All right. Matt says, afternoon, Sean, it's quite refreshing to see someone under the age of 60 running for president. Yeah, you're talking about Tim Scott. Yeah, it is nice, especially with someone that has a more controlled temperament like Tim Scott. While Donald Trump has absolutely no chance of winning the general election again, someone like Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, or Ron DeSantis have every chance in the world of going up against Joe Biden. That's from Matt. It'd be interesting. So I've just, I've seen Tim Scott in a role as a representative for the Republicans when he gives, response to a State of the Union. I've heard him speak on several things. We'll see what he's like on the campaign trail. Right now I'm a fan, but we'll see how he is on the campaign trail. All right, coming right back. More Midday Mobile. We are live at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale.